We began today with Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, a brilliant, brief hope that all would be well. Finally, just once in the whole tragic history of the human family, that things go the right way, that humanity would finally turn away from war and oppression and selfishness and sin and turn to God and accept God's promised kingdom with trust, love, and joy. What about the political rulers over Palestine? What if Herod and Pontius Pilate would actually seek justice and the welfare of all the people? That they not be afraid of Jesus as a political rival or a political danger, but turn away from their iron grasp of power and welcome him as the one who incarnates all that government should be about: true peace and justice on this earth, the end of violence and oppression, a kingdom where only God is Lord, and every human being and every nation is dear to God. What about the priests, the religious leaders? What if they would welcome the one who fulfills everything that human religion had ever pointed toward, not treating religion as a field for their own advancement or a showcase for their own piety or imposing their own self-invented traditions on the whole of God's people, or treating God's law and God's temple as their own personal property, but rather welcome Jesus as the one to whom these things pointed all along? What about the common people? What if they were to engage in serious, profound engagement with God, not making their leaders do it all for them, or making their leaders scapegoats when things go wrong, and live together in justice and love, truly greeting Jesus as their Lord, as God with them, the true center of things, not just turning to see what is next on TV or the internet? What about the disciples of Jesus? That they finally get what Jesus had told them so many times, that God is not about his followers' kingdom and power and glory, but about their service to God and all people as a light to the nations, knowing Jesus as God's incarnate love for all, visible in his humble service to all who come to him with any kind of faith. What if it all went right, as the triumphal entry seemed to promise, this day of all days, and the world be healed? But no, this day turned into terrible darkness. The promise of this day, with its glory and joy at the gate to Jerusalem, went horribly wrong. Pilate, who claimed to be the representative of Roman justice and good order for the people, betrayed justice and would not pay the political cost to seek the common good or plain justice. Religious leaders kept their grasp on the traditions they had created far beyond the law of God and bayed for the death of Jesus, who challenged them. In the end, the common people either ignored what was happening altogether or turned against Jesus and shouted for him to be crucified. The disciples? One of them betrayed him, one denied him, the rest scattered and ran, completely unprepared for the cross in spite of all that Jesus had said. This day collapsed into the final darkness of Golgotha. What might this say to us? We do so much and so much that is good, 51 weeks of the year, we try to take up our share in God's care for this world, our responsibility for God's people, lived out as best we can. 51 weeks of the year, for all our sins, we yearn for justice and seek the common good. But this week is different. It is at the heart of all other weeks. The central lesson of this week, Holy Week, is that for all of our good intentions and all our faith and all our potential for good, we did not save the world. We did not even save ourselves, sinners as we are. God and God only saved the world in Jesus, acting alone. This week is not about our virtue, but about God's mercy. It is not about our love or our justice, but about God's sheer grace, who out of our unrighteousness established his righteousness by saving us from all our failures, and out of our brokenness is making all things new. This week turned from the glorious welcome of the Messiah in his Jerusalem and turned to a hill outside the city and the lonely death of that one man, one alone. But it was out of his death on the cross that our life comes, out of that injustice that we are justified, out of our darkness, the bursting out of God's eternal light. This week ends in ruin for everyone involved. But out of this week comes the dawn of Easter day. Live through this week, live into this week, and see what God will do.